when the button works.
Yeah. Felt a bit stupid yesterday after I went and saw my mum driving in the rain. Took about 2 minutes to realise that, well, I thought my windscreen wipers weren't working correctly. Turns out just the rain on my glasses.
Oh, Meg, that's...
I don't know. I hadn't driven in the rain for a long time. Maybe that was the thing. Hadn't driven out in that particular area because we've been in lockdown. I don't know.
You can't blame the area for thinking that there was water on you on your windscreen.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Right. Sorry, I forgot that was the point of this exercise.
Like, come on, blonde moments. You've clearly had one at least once in your life.
Everyone has. Let's go to Kylie up first. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
That's a way. What was your blonde moment?
Well, I couldn't remember the code to my house the other day and I locked myself out 3 times trying to remember it.
Yeah.
And it took about 15 minutes. Couldn't ring my children to get it because they were at school. So, yeah, I was
sitting
there like a dick trying to remember my code.
Oh, my God. I love that you're one of the few people who have a code to get into your house. It's very handy, but in situations like this, you're just screwed. You can't call a locksmith.
No.
No, and you just got to try and remember what the numbers are. Right, get it right and get in eventually.
Yeah. You don't want it to be like an easily recognised number.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I've actually got one of those on my house.
A code.
It took us... good 6 months to memorize it.
Too much.
Do you care, is you
8 months. You'd think I'd know it, but no.
You have that moment and you're just like, nah, it's gone. Nada. It's gone.
Blonde moments.
Thanks, Kylie. Let's go to Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good, Wendy. Blonde moment. What happened?
I just moved out of home.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll decide to cook some wraps for everybody, like chicken wraps.
Yeah.
So I bought the packet, started cutting out the tomato, the onion and whatnot in the fry pan. And then in the wrap packet, there was like a little satchel of what I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to add this in like an additive, like a seasoning. So I poured it all through the tomatoes and all that. I'm thinking, this isn't diluting, they're just like little balls in the fry pan.
God, it's the silica packet.
No.
That's one of my worst nightmares.
So I didn't feed it to everyone, otherwise I think they would have died. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
What a story. You know what? There's so many times, especially, like, if I've been out... like, you know, with my friends, and I'm getting home at like 10, 11 o'clock, you know, had some lemonades. I always worry that sometimes I will do something dumb like that when I'm making myself food. I get it. Thank you, Wendy.
Drunk cooking.
Paul, hey.
Yeah, hi guys, how you going?
Hello, Paul. Do you have blonde hair?
I don't. I have no hair, actually.
Oh, good. Well, tell us about your blonde moment.
It could be blonde. One Sunday, my girlfriend and I were just going for a drive up through the country, up the valley, and we come across a lot of road work, so we stopped at the first one, and the guy's sort of looking at me. I said, "G'day, mate, how you doing?" So he stared, didn't talk back. Got to the next one, and the guy's looking at me, sniggering. Thought, what's going on here? Anyway, we got through the road works all right, and I happened to turn and say something to my girlfriend that was beside me at the time. And she just taken a look at me and just cracked up and wet her pants. And I said, what's going on? I had my dark sun-driving glasses on. One of the lenses had completely dropped out and gone. I had one lens in and one eye sticking out. And my eyes hadn't adjusted to it. I didn't even know.
Oh,
so I felt like a little goose.
No.
Yeah. Bloody hell. That's a good
just
one.
Just a funny look.
There's always lots of road work happening up in the Upper Hunter, isn't there?
There is, mate,
just
yeah.
everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Big news.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy.
You had some pirate vibes going on.
Yeah.
I did. I couldn't believe that I couldn't see the difference between one eye with a sunglass and the other eye with not.
You know what, though? When you've been driving for ages, Paul, you kind of just get fixated on the road. So it's like easily done, I think. Oh, thanks for your calls, guys. Wow. Hey, guys, our birthday lotto is up next. I cannot believe it. This morning, we gave away $1,700 to a very deserving winner, guys. The jackpot reset now. If you want to play, all you need is a birthday to play. Playing for $400. Kriva, what month are we looking for?
It's come up as August.
All right, if you're born in August, 13, 10, 09, it's your time to shine.